Good morning. I'm David Brancaccio. The news today is that after almost 9.5 years of American payrolls growing month over month, there was a sickening drop in March. The unemployment rate at an all-time low in February has now risen to 4.4%. Payrolls dropped by more than 700,000 people. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman with the latest.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics did its regular monthly surveys of employers and households in the second week of March, before 10 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits as school and business closures spread. So both total job losses across the economy and the unemployment rate are already much higher than this report shows. Still, today's numbers are grim. The economy has only ever lost more jobs in a month after World War II and at the worst point of the Great Recession. And both the number of workers bumped down to part-time and workers who've left the labor force entirely soared. The Bureau of Labor Statistics cites numerous reasons its accounting is likely off because of the pandemic. Fewer households and businesses responded to surveys than usual, and survey takers were working remotely. And workers on furlough might be counted as still employed. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.